That was the 1998 clincher. Tonight could be the 2024 clincher. And when you're listening to the game right here on WFAN, as Clay Holmes gets a big out in the eighth inning, and as the Yankees are finishing off the Orioles, you know what voice you're going to hear? The great John Sterling. Because John Sterling is back. His return game is tonight, Yankees-Orioles. He's calling all three Yankee-Oriole games. He'll call the weekend games against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then it's playoff time. So John Sterling returns this evening right here on WFAN. It is time for your Baseball IQ trivia question. It's presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. Name the Orioles right fielder and right field umpire involved in the famed Jeffrey Mayer catch. Back in 1996, the American League Championship Series. We'll take caller number 5 at 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326, to answer the Baseball IQ trivia question, and you can win a $250 American Express gift card. Your Baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. So, I was watching some tape last night of a man, Sauce Gardner, and I'm very, very worried. All right? You know why?
No.
There's a video of five bears in his backyard. And so I'm watching the tape that he put out there of five bears in his backyard.
Roma Dunze?
And Sauce Gardner. And Sauce Gardner was saying, the family of bears walked by my house again. And I think they're trying to jump me. Should I call a truce with them and just start feeding them? Or should I just take care of them? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to lose my cornerback to bears.
What does he mean take care of them? Like shoot them?
I think
888-808.
What's he talking about?
Let me read it again because you're right. Do I call a truce with them and just start feeding them and taking care of them? No, I think he means
taking care of them.
Like they're going to become my pets.
Oh, I see.
And
are they grown?
I got video of them. This is the tape I was studying last night. Look at those bears. There's five of them. I'm showing Tiki. Can you describe that to the audience?
Yeah, they actually look small. They look like baby bears.
Yeah, but they're bears, bro.
Right? They're all on his deck?
They're all on his deck.
No, that's an adult. That's a mama bear.
Yeah, it's a mama bear. Oh, and they're walking as if they know what they're doing.
Is he building a new house? Is that what that is?
I don't know what Sauce is doing.
Why is the backyard so disheveled?
That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, because like I'm assuming if it's disheveled, he's going to put a fence. Not that a bear can't climb a fence, but they'll put something that will prevent them from walking from the woods right behind his house into his property.
I think he's got to move. I think he's got to leave New Jersey.
No, what do you mean?
Tiki.
Can't leave New Jersey?
Tiki, I don't know if you know this story. I'm sure you do. As a Met fan, I once lost one of my best players to a bull, okay? To a boar. a wild boar, okay?
No, that's what he told you.
That's what he told
me. That's what he told you.
I can't lose my lockdown corner to a bunch of bears. I can't do it. I'm very nervous about this. Sauce, if you're listening, can you move or something?
Or just stay inside.
Stay inside.
Keep your garage locked.
Or you know what? Call animal control or something.
And when you have kids, move.
Or move. Can you shoot the bears or no? Is that not
no,
nice?
No.
You're not allowed to.
I don't think so. I think, wasn't there a bear hunt at, well, you guys aren't Jerseyites, so you don't know. Jerseyans. But I feel like there was a bear hunt at one point. But I don't think it's now.
But Tiki, I'm not a hunter, but I'm a protector.
Yeah.
So I would use my Second Amendment rights to shoot the bear, not because I'm an evil guy, not because I'm anti-animal, not because I hate PETA, but because I don't want to be eaten by them, right, nor do I want to be attacked by them.
You mean that Second Amendment right to have a firearm because, you know, the foreign country might attack us and try to work its way across the country.
Or a bear may attack me!
You needed to protect yourself?
Yes!
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's what I mean! I mean, I got bears in my backyard. What do you do if a bear comes up to you?
Call animal control.
Feed him honey and run away.
Throw your hands in the air and make loud noises.
That's what you should do?
Yeah, to make them think they're bigger than them. That you're bigger than
them.
Are
you giving real advice?
Real advice.
So make a lot of noise.
Look it up. You put your hands in the air so you look bigger than you actually are.
Yeah.
Because they'll think your head is where your hands are. And then make noise.
I just want to warn you about something.
Bang pots and pans too, it says.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to warn you, because we're all laughing, we're having a good time right now. I swear to God, if I miss my cornerback for 2 to 3 weeks because he pulled a hamstring running away from a bear, I'm not going to be happy.
You just got the bear with him on that.
No. Oh, you're good.
That was a good one.
You like some of the dumbest jokes that he gives.
But that was a good good one.
Was that good?
Because he worked it in.
I like the Adunze joke. That made me laugh. When you said, when I was like, oh, there's five bears in his yard, you're like, oh, Rome Adunze showed up. Like, that made me laugh. I didn't even think about the Bears.
Khalil Herbert?
Yeah.
See? DeAndre Swift?
Yeah.